We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Now, back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, Matt Steinmetz, Daryl, the Guru Johnson, Bonte Hill with you. Kickoff is 4 hours and 15 minutes away. We are joining you from the Hilton Santa Clara, a block away from Levi Stadium, and things are beginning to pick up in a big way. We see a lot of 49er fans with their jerseys walking around, sniffing around for beer, etc. And we got some Seahawks fans here, and things are really starting to pick up. So get on down here, say hello, and come down and see the 49ers. I'd like to shout out a couple guys right now. Keith and Dave, 49ers fans from Pennsylvania, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Effort of Pennsylvania, Lancaster County. You guys don't know a lot about that. Near Reading, Pennsylvania, my hometown. Keith is a 49er fan, comes out to about a game or two a year, and he brought his dad, Dave.
That's awesome.
And this was on Dave's bucket list to come do a 49er game.
And he's got both of the Barbarian jersey on. You got
to
love it.
Just to let you know that Pennsylvania's got some non-Eagles fans who like to say, let's go 49ers. We'll talk to them about that later.
I don't blame them for not rooting the Eagles. Rooting for the Eagles.
Yeah, now, the Eagles.
Harold Carmichael.
The Eagles are going to, I think they're going to be there later on in the season. They're at 5-4. Hey, we got a little anniversary today, guys. 10 years since Steph Curry tweeted, "Promise to all the Warrior fans, we will figure this thing out. If it's the last thing we do, we will figure this thing out." Remember that? 10 years ago, Steph Curry, after another terrible
Golden State Warriors
year.
Can I tell you how I just processed that?
Tell me.
He's been in the league 10.
Yeah.
Wow. Not slowing down.
Yeah.
Not slowing down. But, dude, 10 years, man, that's a long time, Ponte. I'm just saying that.
And I don't want to get into that either, slowing down.
Yeah. You know, I know he's not slowing down, but ten of them is a lot, and you got three chips.
Dude, he is slowing down.
Oh, man.
We have not seen that on the court yet.
He missed 31 games 3 years ago.
Going there.
Or 2 years ago. Last year he missed 13, and this year he's going to miss half the season. That's what I'm worried about. And that's when we talk about the Warriors. We're going to jump right back in.
That's a great anniversary.
And you know what I thought when I saw that tweet? I was like, oh, yeah, please, whatever.
Because the Warriors stuck. No doubt.
It's like, whatever, Steph. Okay,
exactly.
I get it. You want to win some fans
exactly.
over. Exactly. Great. Like, all right, you're going to figure
I'm
it out.
You.
How are you going to figure it out with this organization?
Exactly.
Damn, he fooled me. The whole organization fooled me. Three titles later, two MVPs, broke the NBA, changed the game. I mean, wow.
My last Steph thing, just real quick. If he is out for the year, your first game cannot be the Olympics. You got to miss it all.
That's not the way Joe Lacob does business. Joe Lacob has made it clear that he will not tell his players to not play in international competition. If they want to play, he says they can play. That's
Bonte,
just the way.
Player empowerment
the
helps.
He feels.
That's how you're going to attract other free agents. They're going to be like, oh, that owner,
no, I'm talking
he's
about
all behind the players.
Re-injuring yourself.
It'd be fine. Well, it's a right. hand injury.
Well, if he's still in his prime, I don't know why you're worried about that. yeah, exactly. You know, it's funny. I rolled my eyes when I saw that tweet 10 years ago. But I rolled my eyes when Joe Lacob looked up at the banner and said, hey, we need another one. I'm like, hit the pike. Who's this guy?
You were on the beat. Did you ask Steph about that tweet when you were on?
I never did.
No?
Never did. That must have been after his third year. I can't even remember. No, it was 2009.
Dude,
so that was after his rookie year.
Yeah, rookie year. Yeah.
That made me roll my eyes even more. Like, look at this snot-nosed rookie. I don't even know anything about the league, and he's telling us what's going to happen.
Yeah,
like,
he found the remedy.
You don't know much about the Warriors, do you, youngster? Apparently he did. Let's go to Robert in Fremont. What's going on, Robert? How are you, man?
Hey, I really enjoy your guys' games. First off, I wanted to say to my fellow veterans,
Happy Veterans Day, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Hey, I just was thinking about this whole thing with Emmanuel Sanders and the comments you guys were making about he never bellyached while he was in Denver, and you are so spot on. That is the kind of professional athlete I grew up with, because I remember as a kid going to Kezar Stadium and watching Y.A. Tittle throw. That gives you an idea how old I am, guys.
Right. Hey, Robert, did I tell you what? I don't know if you heard this or not, but last week, Damon Kolsky and Ratto had Emmanuel Sanders on for about a 15 or 20 minute interview. It was great. And, if you want to take a listen, go to 95.7 The Game. It's still on there.
No, I listen to you guys all the time.
Yeah. So, you know, the interview I'm talking about, right? It was a great interview, and you realize that, the 49ers acquired a grown-up for sure. Thanks for calling, Robert. Appreciate it, and thanks for the shout-out to the veterans. Obviously, it's veterans today. We'd like to thank everybody for their service.
No doubt. Yep.
And there's some things bigger than a football game, but this football game is pretty big, and it's exciting. And the 49ers and the Seahawks, do you think this is maybe the start of getting this rivalry back to where it was when it was Jim Harbaugh and Pete Carroll? Do both these teams you guys think have staying power so that, let's say, in 2 years they're still kind of running the division and the elite teams of the NFC, or do you see one falling off or not being able to maintain?
No, the Niners are here to stay. As long as you have Russell Wilson as your franchise quarterback, Steiny, you can reinvent yourself. And that's basically what we're watching the Seahawks do. But to answer your question, yes, this is a passing of the guard. And I'm going to use a tennis vernacular. The advantage right now is with the San Francisco 49ers. They have the advantage, and they can seize the division and just put their stamp and let everybody know, not only in the NFL, but the NFC West, that they're back. And a win tonight will do that. And if you have Russell scrambling for his life, or you win, quote unquote, going away, it's what everybody deems this 8-0 is. But we just need to see that one game against a Russell Wilson in your division. And tonight's the night, like Betty White.
If the Niners go out there and steamroll the Seahawks, the rivalry, I know, I try to ignore the Betty White, man. It's just Guru's on fire tonight. But if the Niners do roll, I lost my train of thought. They do roll tonight, I do think the rivalry's back on, because that sends a message to Seattle that, hey, we've won two in a row against you. We won last year in December with our third-string quarterback at the time, Nick Mullins, and we're going to beat you again with Jimmy Garoppolo. So the rivalry would be back, and then there would be some staying power, because you look at the key players, Russell Wilson, Chris Carson, Tyler Lockett, DK Metcalf, Pete Carroll isn't going anywhere, and that will heighten this rivalry even more. So it will have some staying power. But if the Niners can go out there and motorboat, as Lo Neal likes to say, the Seahawks tonight, this rivalry's back.
888-957-9570. Let's get some of your thoughts in on tonight's ball game. What do you think the biggest key is to tonight's game if you're a San Francisco 49er fan? What are you going to see tonight that's going to make you think we're in good shape? So I want to know what your key is to tonight's ball game. And once again, it is a Monster Monday brought to you by Dolan's Lumber Doors and Windows. Michael Irvin coming on with Damon Kolsky and Ratto at 2:20 today. Michael Irvin.
Playmaker.
At 2:20. Cowboys could have used. Actually, no, they could have.
That wasn't their problem.
No,
yeah.
It really
they
wasn't.
Need a coach.
Hey, by the way,
they could use Kyle Shanahan.
I'll tell you what. Amari Cooper made some unbelievable catches.
I love you for that.
I mean, there were three or four catches in that game last night were in real time. I'm like,
no way.
Can we please challenge that?
Right.
It's not even close. You know, the one in the end zone.
He caught that.
What do you mean?
He looked, I guess I'll run on the sideline. I guess it's a touchdown.
Well, the other thing is the one touchdown, like, he caught it, but his feet kind of slid out of bounds. I mean, I guess they have to be down for just a split second or. Listen, even if it wasn't technically a catch, those were unbelievable.
I mean, it's half athlete catches. And half ballerina. I mean, to have your toes like that and be able to still catch it was breathtaking.
I just wish I saw that toughness in Oakland, California with the Raiders.
Well, he made a Pro Bowl with the Raiders.
He's quiet. Gruden's
he was hurt.
More, Yeah, I guess he was hurt, but he just seems like a new dude in Dallas. He's a different player.
Well, maybe he got humbled by getting traded.
Maybe it was the quarterback rapport with Derek Carr. Well, I don't know what it was, but it didn't work out. A change of scenery did him well. And then the Raiders, look, let's not – John Gruden and the Raiders are doing a great job. 5-4
They don't miss
point.
Khalil Mack.
Well, not yet. Not yet. We'll see him in Kansas City.
Bears
in a
won
weeks.
Yesterday.
What? Yeah, they played Chabot College. That was, you're going to win by default anytime you play Detroit.
I thought you were a guy that doesn't play that schedule game.
Jeff Driscoll's play a quarterback. Remember Jeff Driscoll's a Niner? former Florida Gator. Jeff Driscoll.
Keeping
the Bears
job.
Out of here,
yeah.
Man. Must be trying to make Pappas happy. Finally got a win.
Let's go to Christian. Christian's in Mountain View. What's up, Christian? How are you, man?
What's up, fellas? I'm doing well. I'm actually going to my first regular season Niner game tonight, so fired up about that.
Nice.
But are you guys going to be there?
Oh, yeah. We're here now.
We're in the Hilton lobby right now.
Hilton,
talking
Santa
to you.
Clara.
There it is. Hey, I just wanted to say, I mean, I think that for being 8-0, the Niners and Jimmy G just across the league, just fan bases and just, you know, the national media haven't really given them the respect they deserve. So I think tonight's game, going 9-0, getting over that just that half, not only 8-0, not only going halfway through the season, but 9-0, taking down MVP front runner Russell Wilson and just really claiming the title of the West back in San Francisco. I think this is the biggest game of this new. Let's just go ahead and say it now. Let's said this is going to be a new dynasty potentially, but I think that this is we're going to look back at tonight's game towards the end of the season, hopefully years from now, and say this was the beginning of something great. So thank you guys. Have a great day.
Appreciate it, Christian. I mean, it's a great point. If the 49ers win tonight, it could serve as the same kind of game as the game here in the Harbaugh era that the Seahawks won. That kind of represented what a lot of people feel was a passing of the torch. If the 49ers come out tonight, win, go 9-0, there's a good chance, and this starts a run for them. We will look at this game and say this is when they arrive. Not that we will discount the first 8 wins of the season, but against Seattle, it will make it really official, kind of,
yeah.
If you know what I mean.
And I'm going to say this, Donnie. The goal in training camp was to qualify for the playoffs. I had 7-9, and I told you that would be progress. If they win this game tonight, they essentially win the NFC West. So for all the people saying, oh, you haven't played anybody, because that's out there. You can ignore it if you like. You're going to guarantee you're going to get a ticket to the dance. And that's when you're able to go to the pretty girl and ask her if she wants to dance. You got to get a ticket first. And if you win tonight, you got that ticket and anything else can happen.
Here's one thing that I'm not buying. I'm just not buying. I think the national media is giving the 49ers their credit right now. I just look, they're 8-0. Every so-called football expert loves when a team runs the ball, loves when a team's got a great defense that can be dominating. You look at the shows on NFL Network and the pregame shows. I think the 49ers are getting the respect they deserve. I really do.
It started after the Rams game.
Yeah.
That was the turning point because the Rams defending NFC West champions, NFC champions for that matter, going to the Super Bowl, and people say, well, let's see them play the Rams. They haven't played nobody. Sure. They beat up the Pittsburgh Steelers with Mason Rudolph. They beat up the Bengals and the Tampa Bay Bucks. Let's see them beat the LA Rams. Then they beat the Rams, and it was like, well, the Rams are in transition. They don't have an offensive line. Let's see them beat Carolina. They dropped 51 on Carolina. Well, Carolina has Kyle Allen.
Keep going.
The goalpost keeps changing. What is it going to be after the Seattle game if they win this game? Well, their offensive line's not all that. They lost center Justin Britt. Russell Wilson can't do it all. Then we're going to look at the next game. We're going to look at Arizona. Then we're going to look at the Packers.
You're going to be facing the playoffs pretty soon,
right.
though. It
so,
don't matter.
But this could be that turning point game to where people finally believe. Because I don't think, Steiny, that everybody believes the Niners are legit yet. I think everybody's in a wait-and-see mode. They want to see if the Niners can really continue to keep this going. And if they win tonight, then it's like, all right, let's see them beat the Saints. Let's see them beat the Ravens. So nobody's going to be satisfied unless this team is winning.
But all that matters is the 53 guys in that locker room.
Absolutely.
On the Niners, believe.
And I think they've done a good job of kind of killing the noise and not paying attention to the noise.
I will say this, though. We may not know how good they are specifically, but clearly they're one of the top teams in the NFC. I mean,
there's no doubt.
There's just no doubt about that. Their defense is too good. Their offense is creative.
Sophisticated.
And I think that we're going to find out what happens when they play the Packers. We're going to find out what happens when they play the Saints. If they run into Dallas or Philly in the postseason, we'll find that out too. Minnesota. But they no other team in the NFC has anything on them right now, I don't think.
Look at their point differential.
Yeah.
133 point difference. Next closest in the NFC is Guru's Dallas Cowboys at plus 81.
And they're 5-4.
Minnesota
and four.
Plus 80.
Yeah.
Exactly. So the Niners have, you know, you look at common opponents. Everybody likes to compare common opponents, especially with the Seahawks and the Niners. The Niners have beat these guys up. They beat up the Panthers. They beat up, I'm not going to say they beat up the Bucks, but they beat up the Bengals where the Seahawks escaped with a 1-point victory. Niners beat up the Browns. Seahawks, it took a last-minute interception to beat the Browns. Even the Patriots kind of struggled a bit with the Browns. So the Niners are not just winning, they're beating teams up and putting, and like in the fourth quarter, it's like the Warriors in the last past 5 years. It's garbage time. It's garbage time in the fourth quarter with this team.
Seahawks average 27.6 points per game. That's seventh in the NFL. They average 395 total yards. That's fifth. Passing 263. That's ninth. And rushing 137. That's sixth. So they are in the top 10 in virtually, or those four important offensive categories. Fair to say that the 49ers may be facing their opponent with the best offense, at least so far. Let's go to Paul. Paul is in Albany. What's up, Paul? How you doing, man? Paul dropped? All right, Paul dropped.
Paul, so, go home.
Is this by far the best offense that the 49ers will have faced this year?
Yeah, no being that the Rams didn't have Gurley,
I'm
going to go ahead and say it. When you got a quarterback that's thrown 22 tugs, that's touchdowns, to one pick, and you're the MVP. He's pretty much doing it himself with Carson. Don't get me wrong, but, I mean, this guy's an MVP candidate. I just don't like the fact that Kyler Murray had what I deem success with his style of play. There's no way they didn't watch that film and are going to incorporate it with Russell.
Steiny, you on board with Tugs?
No,
you're not on board with Tugs now?
Not even.
He ain't a Dan Marino fan.
He's not a Madden player. Okay. He don't play Madden. He's not a Marino
That's
fan.
What we used to call it, Tugs.
Call it what it is, touchdown reception.
Come on, call it Tugs, man. It's too long. It's like touchdown calls. Touchdown reception by George Kittle. Just, hey, Tug by George Kittle.
My call tonight is that if the 49ers win, let's say, 28-7, and Garoppolo throws three touchdown passes, and they keep Russell Wilson under control, Jimmy Garoppolo becomes the MVP front runner. You got to consider
crickets.
The 49ers are 9-0, you must look at their quarterback as an MVP candidate.
He'll be comeback player of the year.
Yeah.
That MVP, come on. He's not
now, if he were to throw for five touchdowns,
who's
going to
get it?
Tonight?
Lamar Jackson?
Yeah. Don't you have an NFC?
No, just one MVP.
Just one
MVP, offensive player of the year. And then,
I'm going to tell you this, Donnie, to be honest, with seven games left, six after tonight, Russell could kind of wet the bed tonight, all depending if he throws a bunch of interceptions. I don't see that happening. He still would have action
if Russell Wilson will still be
above
an
MVP on an 8-6.
Then they'll look at Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. They'll look at guys like Aaron Rodgers or, dare I say, I'm not going to say Kirk
Cousins.
Who's
the MVP on the Niners?
Kyle Shanahan. And I mean that with every fiber in my body.
Just answer the question.
I just did.
It's most valuable player. Right? I didn't say coach of the year.
I'm going to go Bosa.
And why are you doing that to me? That's two in a row.
What else?
I said player, you go Shanahan, and you know Bosa's my guy. You can't pick Bosa.
I forgot the affinity. Right.
Bosa's my guy.
Well, you can pick him, too.
George Kittle. I'll go with Kittle.
Well, we're going to find out.
Yeah, we're going to find out
tonight.
Yeah.
Now, not that he's not if the 49ers win, I'm saying he's not important.
Something didn't sit right with me, and I didn't bring it up to you guys after Friday's show, because the way that I formalized it, you took it the wrong way. But now that Kittle's not playing, if he were to miss another game, isn't tonight big in regard to, like, okay, Kyle or Niner offense, let's see what you got outside of Kittle. If somehow things don't go right offensively, and then now he may miss another. It doesn't everything change,
if
man.
If your boy Kyle Shanahan is the best coach in football,
I got you.
And George Kittle causes him to look like an average coach, well, maybe he's not a great coach. Come on now. You can't have it both ways. Scheme up Dwelly.
Yeah.
Selectize.
You got to selectize.
I'll tell you this. Kittle's a big loss.
And then we talk about great coaches. Yeah. They can coach around injuries. We talked about that earlier in the season. Guys like Belichick, Sean Payton, coaching around injuries. Think about the Saints had Drew Brees out for that extended period of time, and the Patriots deal with injuries. Niners winning without Kittle, or excuse me, without Witherspoon, without Staley, without McGlinchey, and without Juszczyk.
Like, can
so a great
keep
coach.
Going is what bothers me.
We'll see tonight. That's a big loss, though. Kittle in the pass game and run game. I think he's better in the run game.
Yeah, I think what also is interesting is we've talked a lot about Kittle and what effect that's going to have on the offense. And we all agree, well, we'll see. You know, he's important to the run game. Obviously, he's one of Garoppolo's favorite targets. And the one thing we also have to see is how the Niners' defense plays without Quan Alexander tonight. And I go back to what Brian Baldinger said. How do you cover up for losing Quan Alexander? And he said, well, are you going to notice that he's not playing? And I just think that's one of the things I'm going to be looking at tonight, because I didn't notice that the 49ers were without Staley and McGlinchey.
Which is a cool man.
Now, to the my untrained eye, that might not mean anything. But, man, they didn't seem to skip a beat while those two linemen were out.
Not at all. And I'm going to say this. Kittle took himself out of the last drive where, if I'm correct, Kyle, help me, there were four third down conversions to seal that
Who
game.
Who made the last one?
Dwelly. You're right. I was about to say Sanders.
But you have to admit that. Just go.
I'll keep it.
He pricked it off the backboard, man.
Let's go to Tree Hugger in Oakland. What's up, Tree Hugger? How you doing, man?
What's going on, fellas? Check this out. I'm not a Niner fan, so I'm looking at this a little less emotionally.
Okay.
First of all, the quarterback of Seattle is a champion. Let's remember that. This is not the only great defense he's ever seen. This is not the only great defensive line he's ever seen. So what does that tell me? That the defensive line and the quarterback, it's a wash. Sherman, he's going to do his thing. What this boils down to is what Shaq always calls the others. The other guys in the 49ers secondary, we'll see how they play tonight. If they play well, then you can say you have something. If he takes advantage of the other guys in the secondary, I don't want to hear you guys crying tomorrow. Thanks a lot. Love the show.
I don't think Shaq, I'm trying to think the last time I cried over a game. Probably when Bucky Dent hit a home run and
against
the Red Sox in the 70s.
Wait, they won that game.
I know they did.
Why'd you cry?
Tears of joy.
Oh, man.
They'd come back from 14 and a half back in July, and they
tears of joy is underrated, man.
I don't do that, man. I'm talking big macho guy. Yeah, I'm just talking about crying when he loses, man.
All right, here's what's happening on 95.7. The game brought to you by Brown and Tolan. Last call coming up in 20 minutes. You may as well start calling in now at 888-957-9570. I want predictions. Who wins and what's the final score? 888-957-9570. And that's all sponsored by Brown and Tolan. Brown and Tolan physicians, doctors know the best care for you because they take the time to get to know you. And with over 2,700 primary care and specialty physicians working in 7 Bay Area counties, you are sure to find the best doctor for you. Visit brownandtoland.com today.
Now back to Vontae, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, we are getting you ready for the San Francisco 49ers Seattle Seahawks game, Monday Night Football. The 49ers, the only undefeated team right now in the NFL. The Seahawks at 7-2, and to say this is a biggie would be an understatement. 888-957-9570. Let's get last call fired up. Get in here. I want your prediction, who wins, and the score. 888-957-9570. We're going to start racking you early. I want the final score and who is the winning team. I need your prediction, in essence, for tonight's game. What do you guys think?
I got the San Francisco 49ers 31, Matt Steinmetz at Bonte Hill to the Seahawks 20.
30 burger
on me.
Nah. I've been doing a good job of keeping track of these.
Unless I hit them, and then you miss where you don't have it. Yeah, 31 to the Yeah, 31-20.
I kind of like that score, Goo.
Yeah, 31-20.
That's a very, very good score.
What you got?
Oh, man. No Kittle, so I'm going to say Niners 27, Seahawks 20.
Mm.
27-20 for Bonte.
Cover by a hook.
I'm going to go – I think the Niners are going to win the game. So I'm going to go, but I think it might be
25-12?
17-13.
Wow.
Niners.
Niners don't cover.
Yeah, I got the under. I got the under. I think I just got the under.
Wonderful Niner, 25-12. You guys don't want 25?
Is that what he – oh, that's right.
25-12.
You know I'm going to put
that down there. Wonderful Niner.
Wonderful Niner.
Touchdown, field goal, and safety or four field goals.
He had, what, 25?
25-12.
I'll tell you what.
So that'd be three field goals,
you know,
two touchdowns, and a safety.
Yeah, there's many ways to skin that cat. Maybe he gets the old six field goals and a touchdown and the point for 25. 888-957-9570. Last call coming up in 10 minutes. I want the prediction for tonight's ball game, 49ers and the Seahawks. And, I mean, who'd have thought it that 2 years ago or even at the beginning of this year, that halfway through the season, we'd be sitting on an undefeated season from the San Francisco 49ers. And the question is no longer, are they good? It's how good are they? And that's the one thing I don't know that we thought we'd ask ourselves back at the beginning of the year. How good is this team?
They're Super Bowl good. They're NFC good to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl, damn it. That's my takeaway through halfway through the season. And you know what? I just remember the shows we did and how I was going in. Not bad, but Bosa's got a flare-up with his hammy.
Right.
He's already not out there. He ain't played in almost 2 years. And now you just asked me who the MVP was, and I said Bosa. I mean, questions like that have been answered. A slap across your face, Bonte, times six with this team. Richard Sherman, what was he going to be? He's a leader, and he's still got some juice left. I can't wait for that matchup tonight, see if Russell picks on him. But, I mean, this is amazing. I don't think we've seen a metamorphosis like this in the NFL since what? We've seen worse defers, but help me out.
We've seen it a couple times with the Rams. The last couple years, the Rams and Sean McVay kind of went from being mediocre to being in a Super Bowl and being in the playoffs. Look, we haven't even talked about D. Ford, Eric Armstead, DeForest Buckner, Fred Warner, the type of game he needs to have for this football team. He's got to be flying around, chasing Russell Wilson down. He'll be called on the defense. Jimmy Ward might be the biggest game he's ever played for the 49ers. And Tukwoski Tart, it's a big game for so many people. And the great thing about this team is they believe in each other. Mm. It's contagious. That locker room believes. They don't give a damn about the naysayers at ESPN, NFL Network. They don't care about the Ryan Clarks. They care about what's happening in that locker room.
Because they've been doubted.
They've been doubted, and they're cool with that. They love the underdog role. It reminds me of that first Warriors team that won a championship. I'm not saying they're going to win a championship or they're a championship-caliber type of team quite yet, but that first Warriors team, Steiny and Goo, when they won that championship, they embraced the underdog role, and I get that feeling from this 49ers
And that's
team.
Why, Steiny, real quick, Sherman was like, don't jump on the wagon now. And I was like, Rich, what you talking about? That's what he meant. He knew there was no wagon. They were doubted.
I felt like he called us out. I feel like he was calling us out, though. You want to doubt us? Keep doubting us.
I'm listening, Donnie.
I don't believe him. Listen, if you're a player and somebody wants to jump on the bandwagon, you accept them. You have to accept.
But you don't. I guess
look how many people jumped on the Warriors bandwagon.
But he
over
loves
the last
to roll
years.
Up the underdog. That's what he. I guess he was. They wanted to keep that element
but
of.
If you keep winning, that goes out the window.
Well, it is now.
Because after the Saints and Ravens game, or the Ravens Saints game, I'm looking at this team saying you should only take two flights the rest of the season.
Wow.
And that's to Seattle in the last game of the year, and that's to South Beach, Miami for the Super Bowl.
You hear that?
Michael Irvin, the playmaker, is going to join Damon Ratto and Kolsky at 2:20. 2:20, that's in 40 minutes. Michael Irvin, the playmaker. And in 5 minutes, we got last call. So let's get in. Get in right now is your time. 888-957-9570 is the number. What is your prediction for tonight's game. 888-957-9570. That's our last call question. We are at the Hilton in Santa Clara down the street from Levi's Stadium. And you know what? I will officially say the tailgate has begun.
Ooh.
The bar is officially open out in the parking lot of the Hilton Santa Clara. And as the kids like to say, it looks like it's going to be lit. AF,
it's going to be turned. It's going to be turned up.
I think.
Yes,
lit AF. I think we got some action
it's
here.
It's turnt.
There's too many Seahawks fans out there. There are. There's a lot of Seahawks jerseys out here. I don't
Dave
like
Craig
that.
Jersey.
Dave Craig. Wow.
Going to be interesting to see what the percentage of 49er fans is inside the building as opposed to the, what do they call them, the 12?
The 12.
Man.
They stole. But you know what? You know what?
Hear me
out. You know what, Seattle?
They're, the 12 listening
you know
out there? They're not
the 12s,
listening.
The 12s are
no,
frauds.
They don't
got I would tell you why the 12s are frauds.
Jeez,
they stole
easy.
That from Texas A&M.
Are you
Texas
serious?
A&M have always called themselves the 12th man in Aggieland, and Seattle stole it from them.
Well, they haven't
they stole
won
it. You guys are thieves, Seattle fans.
Aggie,
well, let me paint the picture.
He's listening. He knows he's a thief.
We're inside right now broadcasting.
I don't think they can hear us.
They can't hear us because Bonte Hill is absolutely denigrating the 12s, and nobody's looked up, nobody is looking in, nobody cares. So clearly somebody has not turned the speakers up outside.
Good for
Bonte Hill.
Well, you know what? Dame in Oakland always says, I'm a nobody. So there it is.
Yeah, nobody, my dude.
Now, where would you rank the Seattle fans in terms of how they travel? I mean, is Pittsburgh, are they the best at traveling? Seattle's
good, but that's new. They weren't traveling before 2010.
Wow.
They weren't traveling before 2010. I didn't see a Seahawks fan in sight at Candlestick Park. Pittsburgh, Green Bay,
number 24.
Who else? The Dallas Cowboy fans travel, or they're just everywhere. They're bandwagon fans, so they go everywhere. Niners travel well, and the Raiders. Can't forget about the Raiders.
Yeah,
they travel well. They travel well.
I don't know if the Raiders travel well, or the Raiders have more Raider fans
everywhere.
In different cities. You know what I mean?
Because
the Raiders are certainly
it's time, y'all.
888-957-9570. We're about to get to last call in 5 minutes. And the question today, make your prediction on Monday night's 49ers-Seahawks game. San Francisco 8-0, the Seahawks 7-2. What a big one this is. What are your predictions for tonight? I want the score and who wins. And you know what? I'm going to be keeping track. And we've already got four predictions so far. Guru's got 31-20.
I like
Bonte's
that
Bonte's got 27-20. I have 17-13. And Wonderful Niner, one of our faithful listeners, has the 49ers winning 25-12.
Michelle, you have a prediction, Michelle?
I don't.
Niners, no prediction? All right.
What about Kyle? We didn't get Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle matching. What's your prediction?
Yeah, you got a prediction.
We're on the headset.
Tonight,
Michelle,
right.
Niners win tonight?
Oh,
what's the score?
Of course.
50-0?
Hurry, it's live. It's live.
It's live.
She says 31-3.
There you go.
Michelle, 31-3. All right, let's do it. Let's get into last call.
All right, everybody, listen up. It's last call. Last call. Get your takes in and get them in fast. All right, guys, take it away.
All right, here we go. Last call for all the money. Or for at least a solid reputation that you will receive. Let's go to Mike. Mike is in San Jose. What do you got, Mike?
Extra juiced up about the game tonight.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be Fort Knox out there. Niners know what they got to do. We know it's got to be a body bag game. Got to be a stretcher game. We got to
like
set
that.
The tone immediately. We got to
like
let
that.
Russell Wilson know that this ain't the same team. I'm looking at the Niners to take this one tonight, 23-10.
23-10 from Mike in San Jose. 888-957-9570. Antonio, after he hung up on us, wants to come back, and we're going to let him. What's up, Antonio?
What's up? It will be 28-14, San Francisco 49ers. We ruled the NFL. We're going to be 9-0. And guarantee that we're going to keep Russell Wilson in the pocket and sack him about five times.
Five sacks. Five
Ooh.
Sacks. I'm writing that in parentheses. Let's go to Don. Don is in Concord. What's going on, Don? How are you, man?
Oh, we got nice weather out here in the big city. Everything's beautiful. My 49ers are going to get 34 points tonight, and Seattle's just going to get that measly 12. 34-12, Niners.
Wow. All right, Don and Concord's got the Niners winning and covering. It's gonna. That's right near the over-under number, though. I think it's, what, 46.5? Yep. 888-957-9570. This is Last Call. Get in right now. Give your prediction on tonight's big 49ers-Seahawks game, and I'm keeping track. So if you get it right, trust me, you're going to get a lot of credit tomorrow. We'll be bringing your name up left and right on tomorrow's show. Let's go to Kane. Kane is in Oakland. What is up, Kane? How are you, man?
I'm good, man. It's going to be lit tonight at the Big Bell Bottom, a.k.a. Levi Stadium. We're going to have my boy Bosa get that sack tonight on that boy Wilson. We're going to have Uncle Sherm with an INT, 28-17, Niner gang. Let's go.
28-17
like
from
that.
Kane in Oakland.
The big bell bottom.
And he's got Bosa
wow,
with the
like
sack.
That.
I'll
like
treat
that.
That's
up my alley.
Let's go to Eric. Eric's in Oakland. What's up, Eric? How are you, man?
I'm doing great, man. My prediction is 28-24, Seattle Seahawks, L, 49ers, 8-1. Deal.
Whoa. You know what?
Wow.
I'm going to say something
Whoa.
Right now to Eric. Good for you. Good for you. At least being different.
Wow.
We had 8 of 8 had 49ers winning. Eric is the first guy that says the Seahawks. By the way, 28-24, of course, was the score of the Cowboys' loss last night, Goo. Corey. Let's go to Corey in Seattle. What's up, Corey? How you doing, man? Welcome.
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing well, man. Doing well.
It's going to be a good night. It's going to be a little 24-20 Seattle tonight.
24-20 Seattle.
Oh, here they come.
We got some Seahawks people.
They're coming to
us. All right, Corey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Appreciate you listening up in the Pacific Northwest. Let's go to Marty. Marty is in Richmond. Hey, Marty.
Hey, I'm taking the Seattle. I'm saying 24-14.
24-14 Seattle.
What's
we got a run at Seahawks.
That phone must be out there.
That's the last three have said the Seahawks are going to win. 888-957-9570 is the number. Prediction time on Last Call. 49ers, Seahawks, what's your prediction? Jared. Jared is in San Francisco. What's up, Jared? Who do you got tonight?
Bang, bang, Niners, gang. We're going 49ers, 17-14. In an ugly game, Jimmy G leaves a game-winning drive to kick a field goal to end it.
All right. That's very similar to what I had. I had 17-13. Jared was 17-14 calling an ugly game, game-winning field goal. A lot of details there. Let's 888-957-9570 is the number. It is Last Call. Get your predictions in right now. I'm keeping track. So if you get it right, tell you what, you get it right, maybe we'll talk to you tomorrow. You can call in and give us your thoughts of the game.
Only if they got it wrong. I mean, Seahawks fans that predicted a Seahawks victory,
wow.
I don't think we let them on the airwaves tomorrow, Stanley.
You know what? If they're respectful, anybody can get on this show as long as they're respectful. I'm very into civility, as you guys know, and give me some civility and we can talk. Taylor in Berkeley. What is up, Taylor? How you doing, man?
Good. So, as a 49er fan, I hate to predict or bet on my own team, but this is my prediction. A good game. Bang, bang, Niner gang, baby. Let's do it.
Oh, Taylor. Come on, Taylor.
Whoa.
Come on. It's just a prediction.
Right.
Let's go to John. John's in Hayward.
I'm so scared to be wrong.
Hey, John, what's up? How are you?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing well, man.
Niners all the way. Niners all the way. I'm going to say Niners 34, Seahawks 10. Bang, bang, Niner gang, 200-plus yard rushing tonight.
Ooh, I'll put that in there. Let's go to Victoria. Victoria, you're already inside the stadium. Is that true?
Yes, I am.
What are you doing inside the stadium? You should be with us at the Hilton first.
I know. I honestly should be. I've been listening to you guys all morning. Got a flight in this morning, and I just can't wait. We're so excited for this game.
Wow, I didn't even know they open up this early.
Seriously.
Good for you. What do you got? What's your prediction, Victoria?
So I think this is going to be a very close game, but I honestly want to go 28-24 Niners.
Okay.
I really give like best to both teams, but I honestly really want to. I really want to think it's going to come down to the defense, and I really think it's all going to be on Nick Bosa. I'm just waiting for a sack on Russell Wilson, and Bosa's going to run for a touchdown. I just really think it's going to happen.
All right. Hey, Victoria, have fun tonight. John in Belmont. What's up, John? How are you, man? Prediction.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
All right, so I'm going to say 24-10. I think I feel the defense is going to shut it down in the second half. I don't think we can get anything.
I'm assuming you're with the Niners on that. Dave. Dave is already at the stadium. Another guy. Are you inside the stadium?
Yeah, I'm here,
Dave.
Brother.
All right. What do you got, buddy?
I'm here. It's like bang, bang, Niner game, man. I've picked Niners 24-17.
Okay, Niners 24-17. Thanks, Dave. Let's go to Steven in Pacifica. Let's take last three here. Steven's in Pacifica. What is up, Steven?
How you doing? I got 24-17, Niners, one pick, two sacks.
One pick, two sacks. That's two 24-17s in a row. Two more. Let's go to Gene. Gene is in Tracy. What's up, Gene? How are you, man?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys doing? I think the Niners are going to whip them bad. 35-7.
35-7. That's the biggest spread predicted today. The biggest spread predicted today goes to Gene in Tracy. Let's finish up with Marty. Marty is in Santa Rosa, my old stomping grounds. What's up, Marty? How are you, man?
Hi, guys. It's Morty.
Okay, Morty.
The San Francisco 49ers will get their title tonight by a 27-21 victory.
27-21 from Morty in Santa Rosa. Thank you so much, Morty. And thanks, everybody, for playing Last Call. How many got here? I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
How does the Seattle sneak through?
11, 12, 13, about 25 predictions. All right. Three Seattles. One guy, Corey from Seattle, had 24-20. And we got Marty in Richmond who says Seattle 24-14. And Eric in Oakland says Seahawks 28-24. Gosh, this is fun, man. This is fun.
And the game ain't even started.
I know. We still got about three hours and some change till kickoff.
So I guess the big question that the Bay Area wants to know is, what are we going to do now till kickoff? It is almost 2 o'clock. Kickoff along with 3 hours.
Well, let's say what we all did against Cleveland. You dissed us, and I walked with Shasky Nash and Bonte through the what do you call that?
Diner Empire. That tailgate. You talk about
people
lit.
Recognize
that,
us.
Hey, that tailgate
treats.
Was lit. They were passing us some things that we weren't
we
supposed to be passing.
You went your own route, you know. So maybe this time we can all be on the same page.
Yeah, maybe.
Bonte got his buddy here. He's about to leave.
Yeah,
us.
Well, little see. Brother Mo Barton in the building, man. Look at him. Bang Niner gang.
Okay.
It's out here.
Okay. Coming up next, and we still got 2 minutes, but I'm going to remind you one more time. Michael Irvin, the playmaker, joining Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky. That's at 2:20, a half hour. In 1 half hour, Michael Irvin, the playmaker.
You've been with me 2 years, Donnie, so I feel like you're proud of me, the fact that I'm pointing out how I'm noticing great coaching in the NFL and bad coaching. speak to me on that. No, Stani knows
what you didn't notice
man.
It 2 years
no,
ago.
I did, but Stani, I know he's like, this is a different guru growing. But I really, the intangibles of what I'm seeing from Kyle Shanahan and what I saw all day yesterday is second to none, Stani.
Oh, my Lord.
There's some bad coaching going on. That's what I'm trying to let you know, my friend.
Who's a bad coach?
Jason Garrett.
Right now, he's one. Sean McVay, too.
Sean McVay's a bad coach. He's interesting.
No,
I'm, interesting. 34 years old, and he's a bad coach. Taking
he's
the Rams
doing a bad
Rams.
Job.
Bad job.
He's doing a bad job. He's not a bad coach. Come on, man. He hit the scene.
What are you saying? Come on, man. I didn't say it.
My is John
you said he's a bad coach.
John Gruden's a great coach.
No, he's a
Andy
great
Reed.
Coach.
Well, he's won a Super Bowl.
Andy Reid?
Andy Reid blew that game yesterday. And you talked about a play. I don't
Andy
know if you want to
Andy Reid blew the game.
Well, I don't know if he blew the game, but they ran a 3rd-and-1 to my screen.
Who's a good coach? The 14 coaches that won yesterday. They're good coaches. The 14 who lost.
I know. It's a look Stoney gives me when I bring
Adam Gase a good coach. He just won the game against the Giants.
Well,
the Jets.
Well, No. He's not.
I don't know if Adam Gase is a good coach.
Be Black Monday.
Or not, but he's a smart coach not taking the 49ers job years back when nobody wanted that job. All right, everybody, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much to the Hilton here in Santa Clara. What a fun time. Get down here if you're not here already. Damon Radokolsky next. Michael Irvin at 220.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.